This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available at kjjr.com for anytime listening. And a couple of firsts here. First of all, our first pet store. But not only that, we have first timers here in the studio as well. The owners of DOG, Kelsey Christensen and Adam Blanton. Welcome to the show, co-owners.
Well, we'll welcome you to the store, Ross. Thank
yes,
you.
I got to get in there. I love pet stores.
Absolutely.
So let's start talking about the business here in just a couple minutes. But first, let's talk about you guys. And Kelsey, let's talk with you first a little bit about yourself when you're not doing all the work at DOG.
Well, honestly, when I'm not at work focused on dogs, I'm at home focused on dogs because I have three dogs myself, ranging from 3 years old to 15 years old. So, you know, they're a bit of a handful, but I love them. And they're really what drove me to the pet industry and my passion for the industry. And then I have a wonderful partner named Josh. And so, you know, most of my time is focused either on him or with the dogs. And we're a little bit homebodies, but we enjoy relaxing at home or hiking when the weather's good.
So are you a Montana girl?
I'm not. I'm actually originally from early on Oregon and then later moved to California. I know. But I had lived in Bozeman in 2015. And just fell in love with the state. It reminded me more of my childhood in Oregon, and I really wanted to get away from the big city and a lot of the things that California has to offer. And so I moved out here in 2020, and I love it here. You know, it feels like home.
That's great.
And yeah.
Well, I lived in Bozeman too. I loved it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, worked on the radio over there. That's cool. And Adam Blanton, your co-owner. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about yourself a little bit. Is it hard to talk about yourself?
It is. It's really hard. I was racking my brain while Kelsey was speaking. I'm like, I can't follow that. I guess I can echo that I'm very much a homebody as well, too. You know, I have several dogs. One is a recent adoptee. Both are rescue dogs. So they're my passion at home. My background is in, actually, believe it or not, healthcare information technology.
Wow.
And so I actually still have a very analytical brain. I like programming things. I even do things for our store, you know, even though, you know, we're just one store, we still build out tools, and it gives me, it's an outlet for me to actually, do something fun, but also do something, you know, in return for the store. Much like Kelsey, you know, just I'm a transplant, fell in love with the area here. But I came to the area with the idea of knowing that I was going to open up DOG.
That's right? Great. Yeah. Well, I love the idea of DOG. I read a lot about it. And let's talk about it because you guys are really, really focused on healthcare of pets, all those great things. So who wants to take the first question here? Tell us how it got started a little bit and, you know, how you came up with the idea of this healthy pet store.
Absolutely. Well, I'll start and then you can jump in, Kelsey. Well, it actually originated as a franchise in 2008 in Bozeman.
Yeah.
A local couple there opened up a couple of stores. They saw an opportunity there as they were growing to franchise it out. And then within the course of probably a year or so, they expanded into two or three different locations here in Montana, Missoula, ourselves, and Billings. I approached them with the interest in opening up here in Kalispell. They were very interested. And, you know, after like a two-year journey of, you know, discovery to actually opening it up, it became a reality. So we had the benefit of the franchise to open up this business, even though we're locally owned.
Yeah, locally owned. That's so cool. And you guys talked before we got on the air about being all natural, holistic. Does that usually mean it's going to cost more? I'm not sure.
You know, it can cost more. It depends on the products, but we really try to find a nice blend of more affordable products for people that are still looking to provide better for their pets or specific types of nutrition. But there are absolutely, you know, you can scale way up to, you know, people, some people come in and they're like, I want the best. And we have that as well. So, you know, yes, it's not going to cost the same for many of our products as if you go to the grocery store. But we do have more budget-friendly options that we can talk people through. And also some of that comes down to looking a little deeper into products where for food, you may be spending more on a large bag of food, but you may actually be feeding less. And also, if we're talking about, you know, pets that may have some dietary restrictions or maybe some concerns for ongoing health things like allergies, they may be able to spend less money on vet bills if they address nutrition.
I think that's the key thing is that, you know, yes, you have different options in terms of, you know, cost benefit, but in the long term, if you're feeding healthier, you know, those overall health costs go down. Yes.
I find it so hard to find really good, healthy food for our pets. And so now I got a new source. This is great.
Absolutely. Yes.
We're going to come back and talk more about DOG on Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voices of the co-owners of the new DOG, your gateway to healthy pets. They're right behind Costco off the bypass, by the way, 635 Treeline Road. And we'll be back with more from Kelsey Christensen and Adam Blanton. This is Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and Focus on the Flathead returns on this weekend. Hope you guys are having a great one. In the studio today, DOG owners, that is co-owners, I should say, Kelsey Christensen and Adam Blanton. Welcome back, you guys.
Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.
Independently and locally owned and operated and staffed, that is so important to the locals. So I'm glad to hear that. You guys got a lot of great things going for you. Let's talk a bit about grooming, because that's a big thing for people. If you can have it right there in the store, grooming and pet trainers.
Yes. Well, we don't have training in store, but we do work with some great local partners like All Day Dog Adventures and Tarek Canine. They're fantastic partners of ours, but we do grooming in-house. Currently, including myself, we have four great groomers that do full-service grooming, as well as two wonderful grooming techs who bathe and prep our dogs for us. And we have been growing our grooming very actively, and we're still looking at adding more to our grooming staff because there's so many opportunities for it, and so many people recognize that grooming is an important part of pet care, and they want the best for their pets, and that's what we offer. We offer quality over quantity when we're grooming, so it's one-on-one. We focus on cage-free grooming, so the dogs get to hang out with us.
Call them cage-free puppies.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of pet owners in the Valley we know that appreciate that focus on grooming, and yeah, we love it.
And I think, if I may add to that, you know, just to toot our own horn, but also to acknowledge the amazing staff that we have at DOG. They're very passionate about what they do. And our customers, I think, have also recognized the passion and the care and the attention that we provide to their kids, their furry kids. And so we were actually named the best pet store, number one, and number two, pet groomers through the Best of Flathead.
Well, that didn't take long.
Yes, yeah, we were very excited.
Very proud of that.
How long have you been open? I should have asked this at the beginning of the show.
We're about 3.5 years. We'll be celebrating our fourth year anniversary this August.
That's impressive. Yeah. Congratulations,
you
guys.
Thank you.
Now, we talk about holistic care for dogs. How does that relate to dog health and well-being?
Grooming specifically, you know, we look at the dog on the retail side, inside with pet food, and then through grooming outside, you know, taking not just making a dog look nice, but taking care of their skin and coat, and helping point out potential issues that then we recommend, you know, that's a good time to go see a veterinarian. So there's a lot that we can do and recommend to help pet owners with their pets and their health care and their grooming. But we really like to work closely with veterinarians as well, and remind people that veterinarians do a lot for our pets, and that we should always be working in conjunction with them, because they're also incredibly knowledgeable and well-educated.
I think it's also important to point out that it's not really a one-size-fits-all. You know,
yeah.
It really boils down to a conversation. That's what we love. You know, please stop in, ask us questions about, you know, the situation or the issue that you're experiencing, and we can make recommendations. And sometimes it's a trial and error thing, but we do have to balance that with, like, the conventional approach, or, you know, I'm getting this recommendation over here and that. So we really want to be respectful of the conversation. And that's part of what we do, is we're relationship building with the pet owner and the pet themselves.
Well, back to grooming for just a second, because I wanted to say it earlier, but you do have a do-it-yourself wash for dogs, and I think every pet store should have this.
I'm shooting myself in the foot for saying this, but every home should have your own. But
yeah, it's called a bathtub, and that doesn't always work too well.
But see, that's the thing, Ross, is that, like, ours are set high. They're wide tubs. You can access it from both sides. You know, we have all the equipment, and the we don't allow grooming in there. It's simply just a dog wash. But the convenience, we're very proud of that space, and I think we get a lot of really great positive feedback from customers when using it.
And you guys are a pet hub. You want to be known as a pet hub. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's in the name of our slogan, Gateway to Healthy Pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want us to be kind of be the first thing that you're going to think of when it's like, I need something related to my dog. Of course, we're going to try to do everything that we can, but we're also going to try to connect you. We've got networks. We talked about the pet trainers, you know, relationships with other vets and dog sitters, you know, you name it. We like to vet those other businesses. They become partners of ours, and then it becomes a symbiotic relationship with everybody.
And I got to ask it. I usually ask all new businesses, incoming business, where do you see yourselves in a few years? Let's go 3 to 5 years. Cause
on a boat on the Flathead Lake.
Me too, as a matter of fact. But let's talk DOG. Where do you see DOG?
I see us hopefully, if not with another store, looking at another store. This area is huge, and one of the things that people are often telling us is they wish that we were a little closer, because we get customers and grooming clients all the way from, you know, Big Fork, Polson, and then of course up in Whitefish over in Columbia Falls. So people come from far away to get to us, and so I see that as a great opportunity to provide even more care a little closer to some of our clients.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being here today and giving us all the information, and welcome you back anytime. You guys are going to be doing a lot of things in the future. This sounds very exciting.
Potential is enormous, and we're very excited by it. Thank you.
You're listening to the co-owners of DOG, Kelsey Christensen and Adam Blanton. Again, the business is DOG, right behind Costco off the bypass at 635 Tree Line Road. Thank you two again for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next week with another Focus on the Flathead.